Prussian-American Educational Meet begins tomorrow. April 17, 1912, Washington. The Washington, D.C. Times. Scientists to plan for development of Oriental country. The second annual conference of the Prussian-American Educational Society will commence a three-day session tomorrow night in the auditorium of the public library. While not officially connected with the society, Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas, world leader of the Baha'i movement, who arrived in New York from Europe last week, will be present at each of the three meetings of the conference and make addresses. Plans have been perfected to portray the recent advances of Persia and to outline the projects which are in progress to restore the Oriental country to her former glory. One of the important results of the conference is expected to be the formal launching of the Orient-Occident Unity, of which the Persian-American Educational Society in the future will be a part. The constitution and bylaws of the Unity have been prepared and approved, and it remains only for the delegates to vote the adoption of the joint instruments for the new organization to become a reality. To continue work. Though the Persian-American Educational Society has been engrossed in the task of improved educational methods in Persia, this work will be continued by a branch of the Unity, and the latter will have the more comprehensive object of a closer welding of all of the interests of the Orient and the Occident. The sessions of the conference will be held in the evening, the first of the series opening at 8 o'clock in the Public Library Hall, with William H. Hoare, the president, in the chair. Following an invocation by the Reverend George F. Dudley, he will make an address descriptive of the broader mission of the Orient-Occident Unity. Joseph H. Hannon, secretary, will present the annual report of the Society, and other addresses will be made by Congressman William Sulzer, chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee of the House, Hooper Harris of New York, and Professor A.V. Williams Jackson of Columbia University. Secretary to preside. Secretary Hannon will be the presiding officer at the Friday evening meeting, and the Reverend John Van Schaik, Jr., will pronounce the invocation. Mr. Hannon will read a paper on the past and future of the Society. Albertus H. Baldwin of the Bureau of Manufacturers, Department of Commerce and Labor, will speak on cooperation for commercial promotion. Benjamin F. Trueblood, Secretary of the American Peace Society, will speak on the growing rapprochement of the races. Professor Annual Belmont of Georgetown University will speak on the Brotherhood of Nations. And Masujiro Honda, the editor of the Oriental Review, New York, will make an address.